Yeah. Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches. Achat Shekibul Damim B'Kais Echad. He accepted the blood in one cup. V'Nasan B'Chutz. Chazer Nasan Defnim. He put it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards he sprinkled the blood inside. B'Fnim B'Chazer Nasan B'Chutz. Or inside and afterwards he did outside. He's Chayev. Why? Shekul Roy Lovi Lufnim. That since it all could have been brought in Bifnim, was a kosher korban, and he brought it outside his chayiv. Yeah, that's poshut. Kibul dam b'shnei koses, he received the blood in two cups. Doesn't shnei Bifnim potter, that's poshut also. Shnei b'chutz is also poshut that is chayiv, because he put one of them outside. But both of them outside. He sprinkled the blood outside. Echa b'fnim v'echa b'chutz, then he's potter. Why? Because the second he sprinkled the first one inside, then he finished the zrika of this korban. The rest is just leftovers. So he's potter. Echa b'chutz v'echa b'fnim, chayev halachitzai. He did one outside, one inside. So the outside one, he's chayevan, because he did the zrika outside. And then afterwards he does the inside one, then, v'apnimi mechape, not only can he do it, but it works. Why? Because if he took all the blood out and then he brought it in, the blood was nifsal the second he took it out, but here he didn't take all the blood out, only took half the blood out. So the fact that he took half the blood out does not pass all the remaining blood inside, so he could do the srikas adam inside. Lama dava daima, what is the symbol to amafrish hatos of avda? He found the chatos and it got lost, and he was mafrish another one in its place. With both of them standing in front of us. Shochet shteyem bifnim potter. Shochet shteyem b'chutz chayiv. Shochet both of them inside is potter. Shochet both of them outside is chayiv. Ech bifnim v'ech chutz potter. What's the deal over here? He was shaking both of them inside, and about his pot, he didn't do anything outside. If he shechted both of them outside, he's avad chayiv, because he shechted the kosher one outside. If he shechted one inside and one outside, then he's potter. Why? Because once you shechted one of them, the second one is an extra korban which you don't need. It's not a korban. So you did something that's not a korban anymore outside, you're potter. Erz b'chutz v'echa b'fnim, same thing. That the first one you did b'chutz yichayiv because you did it outside. The second one you did inside, so you chayv on the outside, one chayv lachitzoy, and the pnimis mechaperes, because since the first one was nifsal by the fact he did outside, you didn't yet have your kapara. Now you can do it inside. Shem shadom apoytis besara, kach apoytis psach avata. This is another din. Just like when some sprinkles the dam of a korban, so there's no more me'ila on its flesh, because once you do the zrikas adam, the kohen is allowed to eat the flesh. Me'ila is only something that's pending, avoiding the Beis HaMikdash. It's pending being eaten. Here also, that if you have the second korbanos, two chatos, that you can use one of the two. The second you do one of them, then that one is kosher and it's eaten. The second was nifsal. Since that other one is nifsal, you don't need it. There's no more me'ila there also.